Now we'll continue with Psalm 1. See, blessed is the man. The very first words, as I've already said, is a promise. Ashre, blessed, a fruitful, content, relating to God, trusting in God, blessed in that sense. You see, this is the Beatitudes. This is the first Beatitude in the Psalms. Very first one is all about blessedness, you see. Who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. You can see the hardening, right? Stand, walk, stand, sit. But now his delight, you see, that's his chifas, is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Now there's an image. He's like a tree. You see? Bahaya, he will be literally like a tree, shatu, planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in due season. Because, you see, it's piru, yiten ba'ito. It's always ready when the time is there to produce fruit, to produce fruit. Why? Because he's grounded in the Torah, he's grounded in the Word of God, he's grounded in the teaching of God, and his life gives birth to that. And so, you see, he's like a tree planted by running water, which gives its fruit in due season, and its leaves don't wither. In all that he does, he prospers. For kol asher yaaseh yatzliach. And now it starts in verse 4. Lo ken harishayim. Not thus. The way I've just described is the tzaddik. Now I'm going to talk to you about the others, the sinners. You see, harishayim. Lo ken, not thus the evil, or the, how do they translate it here? The wicked, yeah. Okay. Not so. But, they are like chaff, which the wind drives away. The just is like a tree, and the evil is like chaff. Now, this is a very profound metaphysics in the Bible. Truth always abides, and falsehood and evil always disappear. And that's the way things are. Do you want to survive? Do you want to live? Do you want to have happiness in life forever? Then follow the Torah Adonai. Follow what God is teaching you. And where is He teaching me? In the Bible, in your conscience, and by the action of the Holy Spirit, the new law, the new Torah, is the Holy Spirit prompting you. And this is what Jeremiah promised, right? I will make a new law, and it won't be like the old law that they broke. This law, I will write it in their heart. And I will put it, and no one need to tell his brother, know the Lord. They'll all know me. They'll have experience of me, and they will acknowledge me. That's blessedness. You see? This is the two ways, huh? For the young man. You've got these two ways open to you, huh? The wicked shall not stand in judgment. They can't stand. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way. And it's very interesting, huh? Ki yodea Adonai derek tzadikim. The Lord knows the way of the tzadikim. He knows, he acknowledges, he recognizes. I know your ways. I know how you're trying. I know how you're walking in my way. and I acknowledge it, you see. But the way of the wicked, which is the other derek, vanish. So, do you want to have a long and happy existence? Then listen to the law of the Lord. And that's the way the psalm begins, right? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And that's that famous word I've already talked to you about a little bit. This word here is the verb yechge from Hagdut, or the other way around. He meditates, he murmurs. Don't forget this, Francis. Think of what the Lord's done for you. You'd like to go and waste time here. You'd like to say these things and tear down somebody. Remember my law, but not just my abstract law. The law that's in the heart of you, because by my action, my saving action, the friends I've given you, my words in the Bible, I've protected you. Stand by that. And you will be like a tree always planted in water. You'll always have nourishment. And you'll always be happy. Don't go that way. They look like they prosper, but they don't. And so that is the first of the Psalms that open the Psalter. It's about the way of the righteous. The way of the righteous the Lord knows, but the way of the wicked will perish. And that's the first Psalm. Now the second Psalm is also a fundamental Psalm. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. And that's where we have this word for the first time in the Psalter. Yit yasabu malkei eretz, the kingdoms of the earth are conspiring and getting together against Yahweh, Baal Mishicho, and against his Messiah, his anointed one, you see? And they're saying, let us burst their bonds asunder and cast their cords from us. Lord, do you hear it? Do you see this? This is the way to utter destruction in this world and in the next. And we think we're so smart, making money, being the most powerful nation in the world, starting a war with somebody else, all these things. You see, and where do they lead? He who sits in the heaven laughs. The Lord has them in derision. Why? All these big plans, we're going to take over the world. We don't need to pay any attention to God. That's an old... When man was afraid of the universe, he sort of projected his fears up into heaven and called it God. And that's, but we're free of that now. And the Lord who sits in heaven laughs. He has them in derision. And then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, I have set my king in Zion, my holy mountain. Now, you see what the Lord is saying? I, with my decrees, I run the world. You don't. What I want from you is to turn to me and learn from me how to walk. And if you do, all these blessedness, be like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding your fruit in due season, your leaves don't wither, and everything you do prospers, you see. But now, you see, let us burst their bonds asunder and cast their cords from us. We have big dictators in all different parts of the world, saying that right now. And the Word of God tells us, he who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord has them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, I have set my king on Zion, my holy mountain. And who's the king? The Lord Christ. He's the king. You see? And now the king begins to speak. See, these first two psalms are the law of the Lord and the Messiah of the Lord. And so we have this now. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord has them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, I have set my king on Zion, my holy mountain. Who is that king? Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all and the judge of all. And he's the one who didn't come in imposing power to frighten. He came to give us the Beatitudes, to teach us, and ultimately to die for us so that we could have eternal life. Now the Messiah speaks. I will tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, Beni ata, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Now when is that today? The New Testament says that today, that's the day of the resurrection. When the Word of God, joined forever to this humanity of Jesus Christ, rises from the dead, overcomes all time, space, suffering, corruption, and death, and rules the world, that's now. And that's why these words, you are my son, this day I have begotten you, are applied over and over again in the New Testament to the resurrection. And there are hints at that. For instance, the way that Romans letter, the letter to the Romans begins. I will help, I think, if I just, you see. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the good news of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. We're reading them right now. The gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and designated Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. He's established as Kyrios, in the full meaning of the term, Lord, equal to the fire. Father, he's revealed and established as Kyrios, Lord, at the resurrection. So this psalm is ultimately a resurrection psalm, huh? I will tell of the decree of the Lord. You are my son. And then he said to me, ask of me and I'll make the nations your inheritance. Shatter them with a rod of iron. Dash them like a potter's vessel. And then a final appeal to the leaders of this world. And I mean the leaders of today, right now. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, with trembling rejoice, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. A warning to all the rulers of the world. Amen.